got all... Okay. Now,
I don't know how they drive them, tell you the truth. It looked to me like if you left that one out around here, the thing would rot. I don't know how they do it. Well, one thing, I imagine their climates are a whole heck of a lot drier than ours, where they...
Yeah.
We got too much moisture around here.
Well, Mr. was drying out onions today.
Oh, yeah, the onions are dry all right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they don't really dry up like a dried apple or a dried...
True, they got more sugar in them.
Peach, onions, you just suggest, they just kind of cure. You don't really dry onions. And, you know, just like you'd go in the store and buy those onions, they are dried when you buy them. I mean, they just dig them up out of the ground, and all you do is just hang them up there, and they'll keep for a certain length of time. Of course, if you keep them too long, they just go to nothing.
Did you ever make any sort of thing out of cane or sorghum when you were younger? Would y'all make
molasses? Yes, they used to make a lot of molasses around here. And of course, down in Louisiana, they make a lot of... Well, in fact, they made some around here, sugar cane, too, but mostly it's the sorghum molasses around here. They had these old sorghum mills where they'd have an old mule and blindfold him, and he goes round and round and hook with a thing. You ever seen one of those? No. I've seen some of this. Still a few of those around here. But not many, not right around here, but you get kind of up in the hills up here in northern Arkansas.
I don't even know what sorghum is.
Well, it's very similar to sugar cane, except it's sorghum. Sugar cane gets kind of purple on the out. You've seen it, hadn't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, sure. My grandfather used to grow that in Georgia.
But sorghum is... You know what, Milo? You ever see Milo?
Yeah, right.
Well, sorghum looks very similar to Milo, but it gets... Milo doesn't get very tall and has that big head. Well, sorghum gets on up, Milo, I don't know, some of it won't be any higher than this, but sorghum sometimes get on up here like that, about the height of sugar cane. It gets on up 6 foot tall or something.
Yeah.
And sugar cane gets big like that. Sorghum be about like that, about like a quarter or something.
Yeah.
And they'd run it through there and squeeze that juice out of it, and then they put it and cook it. And it makes a real thick sorghum molasses. Joanne's got some of it back here. You want to see some?
Well,
somebody brought up... No, that's not sorghum molasses. That's cane syrup.
Yeah.
Brought us a neighbor over here next door. She had brought us some sorghum. But this was... cane molasses. It's not syrup, because syrup is... Molasses is really, I think of as being thicker than syrup.
Yeah.
Of course, I really prefer just a maple syrup myself. Like log cabin or something. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
If I'm going to eat hotcakes or waffles or something, I'd rather have maple syrup than any of the other.
Yeah. Did you ever use any of that? What was the difference between them long? Do you ever hear about long sweetening or short sweetening? Would folks ever use that in their coffee and say it was long sweetening or something like that?
No, I don't know. I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, well, now you might say this is, somebody might ask you about the syrup, and you might say, this ain't no imitation, this is...
The real thing?
Yeah, this is... What about a belt you might wear? It would have what would it have on it to show that it was cowhide, nothing else? It would say one on
brand end. Or something. Or
what would it say on the inside of the belt?
Genuine cowhide.
Now talking about sugar, how did it used to come? Have y'all used to?
Of course, they used to. Sugar used to come in great big sacks, 100-pound sacks or something like that, though.
Yeah, what kind of?
It was kind of a cloth sack, though.
And,
because we used to, back when I was, even after I got older, the colored families, we'd furnish them down there, and That was back in the days when you had sharecroppers in the...
Yeah.
You furnish them a month's supply of groceries.
Right.
And then you furnish some sugar and flour and all that kind of stuff for them. And really, you didn't furnish it.